Unit 5. Text. A miserable and merry Christmas. How could it be? A miserable, merry Christmas.
Christmas was coming. I wanted a pony. To make sure that my parents understood, I declared that I wanted nothing else. Nothing but a pony? My father asked. Nothing, I said. Not even a pair of high boots? That was hard. I did want boots, but I stuck to the pony. No, not even boots. Nor candy? There ought to be something to fill your stocking with, and Santa Claus can't put a pony into a stocking. That was true, and he couldn't lead a pony down the chimney either. But no, all I want is a pony, I said. If I can't have a pony, give me nothing. Nothing. On Christmas Eve, I hung up my stocking along with my sisters. The next morning, my sisters and I woke up at 6. Then we raced downstairs to the fireplace. And there they were, the gifts, all sorts of wonderful things, mixed up piles of presents. Only my stocking was empty. It hung limp, not a thing in it, and under and around it, nothing. My sisters had knelt down, each by her pile of gifts. They were crying with delight, till they looked up and saw me standing there looking so miserable. They came over to me and felt my stocking. Nothing. I don't remember whether I cried at that moment. But my sisters did. They ran with me back to my bed, and there we all cried till I became indignant. That helped some. I got up, dressed, and driving my sisters away, I went out alone into the stable, and there, all by myself, I wept. My mother came out to me, and she tried to comfort me, but I wanted no comfort. She left me and went on into the house with sharp words for my father. My sisters came to me, and I was rude. I ran away from them. I went around to the front of the house, sat down on the steps, and, the crying over, I ached. I was wronged. I was hurt. And my father must have been hurt, too, a little. I saw him looking out of the window. He was watching me, or something, for an hour or two, drawing back the curtains so little lest I catch him. But I saw his face, and I think I can see now the anxiety upon it, the worried impatience. After an hour or two, I caught sight of a man riding a pony down the street. A pony and a brand new saddle, the most beautiful saddle I ever saw, and it was a boy's saddle. And the pony? As he drew near, I saw that the pony was really a small horse with a black mane and tail, and one white foot and a white star on his forehead. For such a horse as that, I would have given anything. But the man came along, reading the numbers on the houses, and as my hopes, my impossible hopes, rose, he looked at our door and passed by. He and the pony and the saddle. Too much, I fell upon the steps and broke into tears. Suddenly, I heard a voice. "Say, kid," it said, "do you know a boy named Lenny Steffens?" I looked up. It was the man on the pony, back again. "Yes," I sputtered through my tears, "that's me." "Well," he said, "then this is your horse. I've been looking all over for you and your house. Why don't you put your number where it can be seen?" "Get down," I said, running out to him. I wanted to ride. He went on saying something about ought to have got here at 7 o'clock, but I hardly heard. I could scarcely wait. I was so happy, so thrilled. I rode off up the street. Such a beautiful pony. And mine. After a while, I turned and trotted back to the stable. There was the family, father, mother, sisters, all working for me, all happy. They had been putting in place the tools of my new business, curry comb, brush, pitchfork, everything, and there was hay in the loft. But that Christmas, which my father had planned so carefully, was it the best or the worst I ever knew? He often asked me that. I never could answer as a boy. I think now that it was both. It covered the whole distance from broken-hearted misery to bursting happiness, too fast. A grown-up could hardly have stood it.
New words.
Miserable. Merry. Pony. Boot. Candy. Stocking. Chimney. Eve. Fireplace. Mixed up. Limp. Kneel. Indignant. Stable. Weep. Rude. Wrong. Curtain. Lest. Anxiety. Impatience. Patience. Brand. Brand new. Saddle. Mane. Forehead. Kid. Splutter. Scarcely. Scarce. Thrill. Trot. Curry comb. Pitchfork. Hay. Loft. Broken hearted. Misery. Happiness. Grown up.
Phrases and expressions.
Make sure. Nothing but. Stick to. Hang up. Or something. Catch sight of. Draw near. Break into. In place.
Proper names.
Santa Claus. Christmas Eve. Lenny Steffens.